Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:52 now at 580 CFRA, and we're joined by Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just fine. I took in the last Lost episode, and...
I thought it was
pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Alex is covering her ears because I guess she has it taped or something.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I won't spoil it for anybody, but it was very good.
All right. So you were happy with it?
I was happy with it.
I haven't watched a single episode of Lost because I figured I would be lost because I didn't join in at the beginning, and it's confusing enough if you actually started watching it from the start. But is everything, like, does it all make sense in the end?
It makes sense, but it also makes you think, which is actually a refreshing change.
And it doesn't just end in the middle of a sentence like The Sopranos did?
No, but that was a good ending, too.
All right. So let's move on from television to the subject of vaccines.
Yeah.
There are concerns, I guess, about the impact of vaccines, and we've talked about this before, but there's new information that about the timing of when children get their vaccines, and I guess parents can take a little bit of reassurance from this.
That's right. Well, no one had previously studied whether getting several vaccinations in a very short time had any negative consequences. One of the concerns parents have is that there's a feeling that the immune system is strained or overloaded if you give too much too soon or too quickly or lots of them very quickly. And so they wanted to look at that issue, but also to underline the idea that even if you give 4, 5, 6, 7 vaccines, and that's not 7 separate shots, but just the combination vaccines, that is, in terms of the proportion or the number of exposures a child has, especially an infant has, every day, is literally a pittance. Normally, a child will have about 200,000 to 300,000 antigens or exposures per day their immune system has to deal with. And so if you're giving 7 more out of 250,000, it doesn't amount to very much. So this was a study published in the journal Pediatrics that looked at 1,000 preteen kids who had undergone extensive psychological tests for IQ, memory, attention, and language. They took those, and they then compared the kids in different groups. They looked at the children who had the largest number of vaccines as toddlers against those that had the smallest number. And what they found is that the first group, that is those that received the vaccine, scored higher, 15 out of 42. Now, before anybody says, oh, okay, this means that the vaccines did something, when they actually corrected for that parents' education and took that into account, that difference disappeared except for about 2 different tests, and those tests were minimal. But what it means is that the children that received multiple vaccines or exposures to vaccines all at once had no difference in terms of their ability to function, brain function, which is what one of the concerns was with respect to autism. And even when they showed that the vaccines that contained at the time thimerosal, which is a mercury compound, had no impact on the child's mental skills. So in effect, what they've demonstrated with this particular study is, again, that there's no evidence that giving vaccines per the schedule we have now, where they get 2 shots that contain, one of them has 5 different strains for diseases, the other has 1, that means that the 6 exposures that they get at 2 months of age, 4 months, 6 months, and at 18 months, those particular ones where you're giving a lot all at once do not make much of a difference, and in fact cause no harm, which is the important thing, with respect to childhood illnesses, with respect to mental function and cognitive function. So that's what this particular study has shown.
And I guess, as you pointed out, kids are exposed to all kinds of things, so it shouldn't be a big surprise that there isn't an impact if added into the mix is a vaccine.
Well, exactly, and this is what they wanted to do to show this, because although we can say that the exposures amount to a very small fraction of total everyday exposures, they did a study to actually show this so that there is some evidence and data to look at, as opposed to just saying, oh, you know, the exposure is inconsequential, that it's a very small, small percentage of what the overall exposure is. This actually provides the real data.